When the Gemara speaks about eating karpas, so the Gemara just mentions that it should be a yerek, that this person's supposed to eat a vegetable. The Gemara doesn't spell out what kind of vegetable it has to be. Are there any criteria whatsoever? So perhaps the only criteria that one has to keep in mind is that it has to be something you recite a bar priyadam on, especially according to those we showed him who say that the bracha of the bar priyadam is supposed to be kept on hold, supposed to save you, to exempt you from the bar priyadam in the morrow. So Val, you have to make sure that what you're eating is something which requires a bar priyadamah. So this raises a question concerning some vegetables based on a Gemara Maseches Brachas in the sixth parak. The Gemara says that there are some vegetables that are normal to eat raw, and there are other vegetables that are normal to eat cooked. So the Gemara says that if you have a vegetable that's normal to eat raw, and you eat it raw, then you make a bar priyadamah. If you cook such a vegetable, it's abnormal to eat it cooked, so then the bracha is no longer bar priyadamah, the bracha goes down to being a shahakal. And vice versa, if you have a food, you have a vegetable that's normally cooked, so if you eat it in the cooked state, then you recite a bar priyadamah. If you eat it in the raw state, then you recite a shahakal. If you have a type of vegetable that's normal to be in both cooked and raw, so then either way that you eat it, you would recite a bar priyadamah. So based on this, if a person wants to, let's say for argument's sake, a person wants to eat a celery for karpas, he wants to eat raw celery, so that's okay. That's something that normal people eat in the state of being raw, that would be acceptable. Let's say if a person wants to eat a potato, many places in Europe used to eat potatoes for karpas, so they didn't have too many other vegetables, so they want to eat a potato. So if you eat a raw potato that you can't make a bar priyadamah, it's not normal to eat a raw potato, you'd have to make a shahakol, that wouldn't suffice for karpas. But if you eat a cooked potato, so presumably that's okay, because you're making a bar priyadamah, so presumably that would be alright. There are some who try to be makpid, that should be something which is green, the word yarek, yarako, seems as the connotation of something that's green. But again, there were many places that used to eat specifically potatoes, because that was the common thing to eat in Europe. So presumably, at least from the vantage point of the bar priyadamah, either one would be okay. If a raw celery is alright, or a piece of green pepper would be okay, a cucumber, a cooked potato, any of these things, where it's clear what the correct bracha is, so presumably, at least from the bar priyadamah vantage point, that would be acceptable. The question becomes, which is really, once again, not a Hilchos Pesach question, it's more of a Hilchos Brachos question, what's it then in the following case? What if you have a particular vegetable which is normal to eat cooked, and it's normal to be in raw, but it's not eaten raw by itself? It's even normal to be in raw in the context of other vegetables, namely in the context of a salad. So the example that the Pesukim discuss is an onion. What is the correct bracha on a raw onion? So most normal people don't eat the raw onions plain, but it is considered to be very normal to eat a raw onion together in a salad. So when you eat the raw onion mixed into the salad, obviously you make a bar priyadamah in the salad, and the onion is the tafel to the lettuce and cucumbers and the tomatoes, so you make one bar priyadamah, and that exempts even the onions. Even if technically the bracha on the onion would be shahakol, it is still, it's potted by the hadamah, because it's bottled to the, it's tafel to the rest of the salad. But what if a person sits down, for some reason, decides he wants to eat a raw onion, not in the context of a salad, what's the correct bracha? So this is a big machlekes haposkim. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is of the opinion that since it's normal to eat onions when they're raw, even though it's not really normal to eat it by itself, that's okay. That's still considered to be something which is dak alechol chai. It's normal to eat it raw, and therefore the bracha should be ha'adamah. So if a person eats a raw onion according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, even though you're eating it by itself, the correct bracha would be ha'adamah. And many poskim disagree with this. Mishnah Berurah poskim, the Nochas Brachas against the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Mishnah Berurah poskim that the correct bracha on a raw onion would be shahakol, notwithstanding the fact that it's normal to eat it in salad. So this shaila, which is the Hilchos Brachos shaila, now has relevance in terms of karpas. What if you want to use an onion for karpas? Is that acceptable? So according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, absolutely yes. And in fact, many people who follow the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav do that, b'zman hazeh, that they do use raw onions for karpas, and that's acceptable according to the view of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. There's those who follow the Minhag of the Mishnah Berurah who say that the bracha on an onion is not really hadama, the correct bracha on a raw onion is really shahakol. So then, of course, it would be inappropriate to use an onion for the purposes of karpas. So this question, different minhagim exist. There are some communities that have the meaning of using onions. They are following the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Those communities who do not use onions are following the other Pesach of Mishnah Berurah, that onions are not really acceptable. So the thing that a person should be careful about is just to make sure that it's considered to be something that one recites the Bar Priyadamah.